Though it is only a tiny dot in Upper New York Bay, Ellis Island is of monumental importance in American history. There, between 1892 and 1924, over 22 million immigrants gained entry into the United States and began their American dream. Today, over 40% of the American population, about 100 million people, can trace their roots to these Ellis Island immigrants. Named after Samuel Ellis, who acquired the island in 1785 and whose heirs eventually sold it to the state of New York, Ellis Island was originally a fort and arsenal to defend the harbor. But when it became the site of the Federal Immigration Center on January 1, 1892, it was transformed into a sort of checkpoint. Here, officials registered people entering the United States from all over the world. They also tried, with the help of health inspectors, to deny entry to paupers, polygamists, mental defectives, criminals, and people suffering from debilitating and contagious diseases. 98% of these prospective immigrants, and sometimes as many as 5,000 in just one day, did gain entry, and many within only 8 hours' time. America, the melting pot, was born. 87-year-old Felicita Gabacha Salto was one of these early immigrants. At the age of 6, she left her home in Turin, Italy, with her father, mother, and brother to make a traumatic journey across the Atlantic, arriving in the icy waters of New York Harbor on January 29, 1920.
And I came to the United States in 1920, sailing from the port of Genoa from Italy. The ship took 20 days to cross the Atlantic Ocean, and when we arrived at Ellis Island, my mother was very sick with seasickness, so my father and my brother and I were detained at Ellis Island for 10 days. My mother was fine, and then we were allowed to come into the United States. We lived for 2 years in New York City, and then we moved out to New Jersey, where I am now living.
A trip to Ellis Island is a must for any visitor to New York. But it is especially worthwhile for Italians, whose ancestors, like Felicita Salto, made up the largest immigrant group entering the United States through this gateway. Tracing these relatives is now possible, thanks to restoration done at the island. The new American Family Immigration History Center at Ellis Island and its website, www.ellisislandrecords.org, both of which opened this past April 17th, offer an archive of 22 million names of immigrants, complete with their country of origin, departing city, and the name of the ship that brought them to this country. Hundreds of Mormon volunteers spent 5.6 million hours extracting material from the original paper manifests to create this database. The website, perhaps already the most popular on this planet with 9 million hits a day, is free of charge to anyone with internet access.